Somebody who had a chavit, and our pair was inside the chavit, and he had a leak in the house, and water leaked into the chavit, causing the pair to become wet. These pairs are not yet mukshir, they're not susceptible to become tummy. As he would blow nichalei in the water, he didn't want that water. Now he wants to get the water out of the chavit. What should he do? Beishami armim yishaber. Beishami said he had no choice but to break the chavit. The only way to get the water out of the chavit without being mocked for the pair is to break the chavit. And according to Beishami, if he would pour the water out of the chavit, by virtue of pouring the water out of the chavit, the water would be considered nichalei, and he wants the water to move out of the chavit, to run out of the chavit when he pours it out. So since he wants the water to run out of the chavit, while the water is being poured out of the chavit, there would be mach to the peiros. So the only way to get the water out without being mach to the peiros is to break the chavit. They still argue yara. They still disagree. They still said he can pour the water out of the chavit, and that would not be mach to the peiros. If he doesn't want the water at all, he just wants to pour it out. So by virtue of pouring the water out, according to Beis Hillel, that would not be mach to the peiros. Umodim shehu moshed et yada over notal peiros mitocha behem tahara. Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel, though. If he doesn't want to break the chavis, he does have another option. He could stick his hand into the chavis to take out the peiros, and the peiros, when he takes them out, would be tar, would not be mokshur to be makabel tumah. And since he didn't pour the water out of the chavis, he simply stuck his hand in and took the fruit out of the chavis. The fruit are not mokshur to be makabel tumah, even according to Beis Shammai. Somebody has an areva, he has a large cleave that he left in the house, and there was a leak in the house, and it leaked into the areva. The water that splashes out of the areva from the leak and ends up on Paris, the Paris will not be mukshir of a makabel tumah. And so too, if the areva fills up and overflows, and that water ends up on Paris, the parents would not be, the chiyuta would not be mukshir to be makabel tumah, as he did not want this water at all, and since he didn't want the water, it's not mukshir the parents. Not lo l'shavcha. Beishami armim b'chiyuta, beitzelo armim einan b'chiyuta. But if he takes that areva somewhere else in order to spill out the water, and the areva fills up from the leak, and he wants to take that areva outside to spill out the water that was in the areva, Beishami said that that water that he spilled out ends up on Paris. The Paris would be the chiyuta. They would be mukshe to be makabel tumah. And since he didn't spill out the water right where the areva was, instead he took the areva somewhere else to spill it out, it's considered nichalei that he wanted the water. And that water ends up on Paris. The Paris is mukshe. While Beishami, the Paris is not mukshe, it's not the chiyuta. And since he didn't want the water at all, he didn't want to sleep. Even though he did not spill out the areva right where he was, he took it somewhere else to spill it out. That's not called nichalei. And if that water ends up on Paris, they're not the chiyuta. He nicha sheyored hazlat letocha. Let's say he specifically put the areva in that spot in order that the leak would be caught in the areva. Hanitim ba'atzofin, beishami armim b'chiyutan, beithelo armim einan b'chiyutan. The water that splashes out of the areva, or if the areva fills up from the leak and overflows, beishami said that that water ends up on Paris, the Paris is b'chiyutan. As in this case, since he specifically put that rave in that spot to catch the water is considered nichalei, and if it ends up on Paris, the Paris are mukshur. While Beis Hillel holds, if the water ends up on Paris, it's not the chiyutan, it's not mukshur. As he put that rave there to catch the leak, but he didn't want that leak. He didn't want it that it should leak from his roof. But once there was a leak, he had to put something there in order to catch the leak. That's not called nichalei. It's not considered that he wanted that water, and if that water ends up on Paris, it's not mukshur, according to Beis Hillel. Not lo l'shavcha, elu ve'elu modin shehen b'chiyuta. But if he specifically put that areva in that spot to catch the leak, and then instead of spilling out that areva on the spot, he took that areva somewhere else to spill it out. In such a case, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would agree that the water that he spilled out ends up on Paris. The Paris is b'chiyuta, it is mukshur to be makabel tumah. And in this case, since he specifically put that areva there to catch the leak, and not only did he not spill out that areva on the spot, but he took that areva somewhere else to spill it out. In such a case, even Beis Hillel would agree that that water is considered nichalei, and if the water ends up on Paris, it's mukshur to be makabel tumah. Only in the first case, where he didn't specifically put that areva down under the leak, does Beis Hillel hold that even if he takes that areva somewhere else to spill out the water, it's not the chiyuta. But in this case, that he specifically put that areva there to catch the leak, and he also took that areva somewhere else to spill it out, the water is considered b'chiyuta, and if it ends up on Paris, the parents would be mukhshar, would be susceptible to become tamei. It's considered nichalei in this case. Hamad bo es akela, wa mechabe de suso ba ma'ara. Somebody who dips the utensil in a mikvah that's in a ma'ara in a cavern, or he washes his clothes in a mikvah that's in the cavern. Hamayim ha'olam biyadav bichiyutam. The water that ends up on his hand, and that water drips off the parents, that parish is the chiyutah. And since there's no way to wash his clothes or to dip the kelim into the mikvah without getting his hands wet, the water on his hands is considered nichalei. And if that water drips onto food, that food would be mukhshar, would be susceptible to become tum. The raglav ain't on the chiyutah. But if his feet become wet, in such a case, if the water drips from his feet onto food, the food would not be the chiyutah, it would not be mukhshar to be makabel tumah. And since it's possible to dip the utensils or to wash his clothing in the water without getting his feet wet, if his feet do become wet, it's no nichalei. He doesn't want his feet to become wet. So since the water is no nichalei, if it ends up on food, the food is not mukshar to be makabel tum. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, in the extra lo sheyer, Ellen came nitnefu raglav, afa olam baraglav b'chiyuta. Rabbi Eliezer said, if it's impossible for him to go down into this cavern without getting his feet dirty, that there's mud there, and his feet would inevitably become dirty when he goes down to the cavern to dip the kelim or to wash his clothing in the mikvah that's in the cavern. In such a case, even water that gets on his feet and subsequently drips off the pears would be masa the pears, it would be bechiyuta. And since it's inevitable that his feet would become dirty when he goes down to the cavern, he wants his feet to become wet to wash off the dirt from his feet. So therefore, since he wanted the water, it's nichamei, since it's nichalei, the water that subsequently drips off the pears would be masa the pears.